7. Great Barrier Reef. Vicky, hello. Long time no see. Where have you been?
I spent the last 6 months in Australia. It was so great. I had a wonderful time. The best bit was snorkeling at the Great Barrier Reef. The sea life there is out of this world.
The Great Barrier Reef is the only living organic collective visible from Earth's orbit. It's one of the wonders of the natural world.
And it's the world's largest coral reef ecosystem. There are loads of beautiful islands scattered around and idyllic coral caves.
It's pretty big, isn't it? I think it covers more than 300,000 square kilometers.
Yes, it's huge. There are more than 3,000 reefs, which vary in size. The smallest is about 1 hectare, but the biggest is massive, over 10,000 hectares.
Wow. Unfortunately, because many tourists go there, it's suffering. You know, because of the pollutants.
Unfortunately, that's true. Its protection is the responsibility of the Marine Park Authority. They have developed something called the Reef Plan. This is a combined effort to protect the reef.
I believe they are doing a good job with that. How about the coral? Is it really as beautiful as they say?
Oh my God, yes! Coral consists of individual coral polyps, tiny live creatures which join together to form colonies. Each polyp lives inside the shell of aragonite, a type of calcium carbonate, which is the hard shell we recognize as coral.
So, these polyps join together to create forests of colored coral in interesting fan, antler, brain, and plate shapes.
That's right. The ideal environment for coral is shallow, warm water, where there is a lot of water movement, plenty of light, where the water is salty and low in nutrients.
How many different kinds of coral are there?
There are many different types of coral. Some are slow-growing and live to be hundreds of years old. Others are faster-growing. The colors of coral are created by algae. Only live coral is colored. Dead coral is white.
Have you got any photos?
Loads. Come and have a look.